Now, Israel's new ambassador to Washington, who is not entirely new to this program, Michael Oren, born and educated in the United States, has written books about the Six-Day War of 1967 and about the history of American involvement in the Middle East. He was named ambassador to the United States by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ambassador Oren talked with me earlier today about the U.S.-Israel relationship, including Washington's call for a freeze on construction and settlements on the West Bank.
The Israeli government has said that it will build no new settlements, that it will not expropriate further land for settlements, that it won't even incentivize Israelis to move to the settlements. We are discussing various arrangements with the president's special envoy, Senator George Mitchell, and with other members of the administration, and we've made significant progress. We would like to see some quid pro quo from the Arab side in terms of normalization, opening intersections around the Middle East, perhaps some tourist visas, overflight rights for Israeli planes traveling eastward to India and China.
As conditions for a settlement freeze or just things you'd like to see?
No, things we'd like to see in return. Israel is being asked to make some significant sacrifices and to take some extensive risks in this settlement freeze. Keep in mind that a few years ago we removed 21 settlements from Gaza, and in exchange for that gesture we received thousands and thousands of rockets. So these sacrifices are also not without attendant risks.
But just to be clear on the settlement freeze, Peace Now, the Israeli group that's against the settlements, says there are now more than 1,000 units currently under construction on the West Bank. Settlement families tend to be rather large. That's accommodations for several thousand more people to live in the West Bank.
We are asking for continued construction to account for what we call normal life. These are communities of many tens of thousands of people. They have children. They need to build an additional room for a baby or a nursery for a neighborhood. We can't ask hundreds of thousands of people to build absolutely nothing. We're trying to re-achieve an agreement with the American administration and with others in the region that would allow for this normal life construction to continue as we return to the negotiating table.
I've read a report that White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has said that he regards the settlement expansion issue as a domestic political concern of the Israeli government, not a security concern. Is there any security value in those extra rooms being added to those homes or the new house being built for an expanding family?
Well, certainly Israel has a legitimate demand for defensible borders. Our borders before 1967 at Israel's most populous area was mere 8 miles. And I don't think it was the intention of the people who designed Resolution 242, which talked about return of territories but not the territories,
to deprive Israel at the end of the 67
war, to deprive Israel of defensible borders. And so part of the reason for the settlements originally was to provide Israel with defensible borders.
But today when we're talking about permitting families to expand and have the extra room for kids, is that really a security issue anymore, given that the country across that border is Jordan, which is at peace with Israel?
But there are other elements in the region, nations as well as organizations, that are not at peace with Israel. Israel still has a legitimate security interest in the West Bank, but I think the major concern here in providing for normal growth within the settlements is to accommodate the legitimate concerns and needs of a large part of our population.
You told Fareed Zakaria on CNN the other day that Israel is not even, I believe you said, not even contemplating a unilateral strike on Iran, on Iranian nuclear facilities. Does Israel now regard Washington's leadership on the Iran question as sound and mindful of Israeli concerns?
There is certainly close cooperation between the two governments on Iran, as there is between the United States government and the international community. But Israel certainly looks to the United States and the international community to act to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.
But if somebody were to repeat the words of Dick Cheney from a few years ago, which were, you know, if we don't do something about it, the Israelis could go out on their own and do something about it. Is that a valid observation right now?
Israel certainly, as a sovereign state, has the right to take steps to defend itself. But still, we're far from that. Right now, we are looking toward the United States and the international community to act to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapons capability.
Ambassador Oren, I want to ask you a little bit about your present role and your personal history, which kind of embodies the special relationship that you spoke of. You grew up in New Jersey, went to Columbia and Princeton. You've taught and written here as well as in Israel. You've served in the Israeli Defense Forces. As the Israeli ambassador, I mean, to what degree are you in any way still, by law or by outlook or by inclination or allegiance, an American?
Well, by law, not. Part of the process,
you've renounced your citizenship.
I had to renounce my citizenship, actually go through a process at the American Embassy in Tel Aviv. They were very nice about it, but it was a very difficult process for me. I had to sign off on papers renouncing my citizenship. But there are certain things they can't take away from me. They can't take away the fact that I'm a Yankees fan. They can't take away the fact fact that I grew up in this country and was privileged to be educated at some of America's best universities, to also teach at them. And I think the fact that I come from this background and have spent certainly all my adult life in Israel gives me a unique perspective in explaining Americans to Israelis, Israelis to Americans.
What do you have to explain about Israelis to Americans in a nutshell?
Understand that Israelis are acutely attuned to the role of America in the Middle East. That in order for the peace process to move forward, America really has to gain the trust of Israelis. Because again, we are being asked to make significant sacrifices and take immense risks. And the connections of trust and credibility between these two countries are essential for moving ahead in the peace process. And to understand that the American government, this particular administration, must reach out not only to the Muslim world and to the Arab world, which are very, very important steps, but also to convince Israelis that they have their best interests at heart.
Ambassador Oren, thank you very much for talking with us.
As always, Robert, thank you.
It's Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren.